Sheriff Tony Skinner is in the studio now. You made sure that I knew there was that wreck happening in Muncie right now, a very serious situation.
Yes, it is. Yes. Hey, good morning, everybody.
Glad that you're here. Thanks a lot. We'll stay with the Muncie police and the county coroner and all the other sources on that particular accident, but the sheriff is certainly aware of how serious that one is. Let's talk about a couple of things from my notes here. We haven't been together since the eclipse.
Well,
how about your review of how Delaware County did?
I thought we did great, actually. A lot of planning went into that. We didn't get the population in the county like we expected, but that's okay because that's cut down on the hangovers and the people being blocked in traffic and
sure.
stuff. So
yep.
yeah,
yep.
we had a lot of planning, but it was a spectacular event. It was overwhelming. It was a lot more than the actual event was more than I expected. It was pretty awesome.
I did play by play of it. I figured I'd never be able to do play by play of an eclipse.
It was
again,
so cool
because I won't be around in 2099. I don't think.
Well, yeah, probably not.
Very cool. Well, probably not.
Probably not.
Probably not. Okay. I also like to use these opportunities for you to lift up your guys and gals that are doing good work on behind the scenes and in front of the scenes too. I see a March 25 post. There were some promotions and some moves within the Delaware County Sheriff's Department.
Yeah, we've got a little bit of a reorganization going on. Actually, it takes effect tomorrow, but we promoted some gentlemen to the rank of lieutenant, sergeant, and corporal. So we had a lot of movement going on. We've got a couple of new guys that are starting with us. Their first day's tomorrow. We've got a couple of young deputies who are going to the academy in about a week and a half. So yeah, we got some movement going on and some things, and we're excited about our future. So appreciate you bringing that up.
Sheriff Skinner, you just said something about reorganization. Can you talk about what that's?
Just some movement. With anytime you get, three or four or five promotions all together at one time, you're going to have movement. Those people aren't always going to stay on the shift that they're on or at their current assignment. So some folks are just getting shuffled around. Yeah, like I said, looking forward to the future.
I got you. Last night was living proof. I saw a lot of law enforcement there. We were there to cover it for the radio station. Bruce Qualls, retired Muncie Police Department
great
officer,
guy.
and so many others, volunteering their time, doing great work. Boy,
yeah.
The folks, if you didn't hear me talking about it recently, this is them reenacting the situation of a drinking and driving crash, impaired driving crash. And they stage two cars crashed on the front yard of Muncie Central High School. And then they have actors that are acting out the scenes of what it's really like, what you and all the other law enforcement folks, Sheriff Skinner, deal with far too often when somebody makes that kind of an incredibly bad decision.
Yeah, they do. They walk it all the way through from the crash to the person getting arrested, going to jail, going to court, and what that whole procedure's like. Because luckily most people don't know what that's like, but the whole point of it is to show these kids, it's prom season's coming up, and the rest of their life is coming up, how bad the consequences can be from just one poor decision. So I think it's a great thing, and Bruce does a great job with that.
Yeah, Brian Blair, by the way, he's the one that does the makeup and the faces and all the, sheesh, he made it so real again. Last night. This is WMUN's Delaware County Today. Steve Lindell with Sheriff Tony Skinner right here. I know you and your law enforcement brethren are thinking about Hendricks County, deputy there.
My wife and I had this discussion yesterday. Honestly, I'm kind of surprised that things like this don't happen more often, especially, on the midnight shift. And I'm thankful and I feel blessed that they don't. But just such an unfortunate incident with that young man. I did have the opportunity yesterday. It was kind of special. The FOP up in Huntington, they wrote a check to their family, and they bounced it down from county to county. So I went up and helped relay that check from Grant County to Madison County. So nice to see, the law enforcement community coming together and helping those families. But, yeah, just such an unfortunate incident.
Deputy Fisker, I believe, is the one that perished in that situation. We had it in our news in the last couple of days. One of the other things I wanted to talk to you about today was the hands-free law. It seems pretty straightforward to me, but every time I drive my car, every time I go home or come to work, or go around for appointments or news coverage or whatever, I see people on their phones in their car driving all the time.
Yeah.
You can't do that, right?
You're not supposed to do that. No, it's called hands-free for a reason, right?
I
see it too. I see it.
How often do we, law enforcement, you can't pull everybody over for everything all the time.
You
can't.
It's just like speeding.
Yeah.
You know, people speed all the time, and they just, we just can't do it.
Yeah. It's so dangerous. The rule is the law that if you're at a stoplight or a stop sign and you're not impeding traffic, you can do something there if you're stopped.
That's
is that allowed?
That is correct,
okay.
Yes.
If you're rolling, don't touch it.
If you're rolling, it's supposed to not be in your hand.
And if it's in your hand and on speaker, by the way, it's
still in your hand. Correct, correct.
I feel like a dad talking to all of my children listeners there. And by the way, if your car is connected to your dash and your hands free, you're not touching the phone, it's hands free. That's okay.
That's okay.
But
that's okay. Yep.
Sheesh.
Yep.
Anything else you wanted to touch on before we get you out of here?
What do we got? We got election coming up in a couple of weeks, so
we do.
I
want
to make sure everybody early voting is going on at the county building downtown. So make sure you get out and express your opinion.
Absolutely. Yep. I totally concur. Sheriff Skinner, thanks for the time.
Enjoy
the rest of your day.
Yeah, it's going to be wonderful.
More coming up in just a moment on WMUN.